the episode 236 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, folks, welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 236. Going through the Pantheon. This is the seventh edition of the Pantheon, voting for the best of the best, according to the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, and celebrating the sixth anniversary of the FDH Lounge. The Patron brothers, Anthony and Matt, from the wonderful music podcast, The Unheard Scene, joining us here today. Chris Galloway, original FDH Lounge dignitary, in for this as well. Our category of the moment here in 236, Best Big Man. We've done Best Basketball Player before. We're sliced into it a little bit thinner here. Michael Jordan won for basketball, again, with a lot of the, you know, I'm not going to say prisoner of the moment types because he hasn't played for about a decade. I voted for Oscar Robertson and kind of got shot down by everyone as one of these hipster history snobs, but, you know, averaged a triple-double for a season. What more do you want from a man? So, you know, that was I felt that was defensible, but nobody joined me in voting for the Big O, unfortunately. This one here, we were kind of clumped between just a couple of guys, by and large. Not a lot of guys getting only one vote. And of the ones who did, some real eyebrow raisers. One vote for, and this is the same guy that voted for Mike Trout for best baseball player, Tyson Chandler for best hoops big man. Again, he didn't always cast his vote.
There should be a point when someone should just be tossed out of the voting for one year.
No, wait a
based
minute.
On the ridiculousness of these votes.
Saying that, I might get kicked out too because some of my votes aren't the greatest.
Well, you voted for Phil Taylor, so I think you're on probation already for best NFL defensive player.
There are some people that weren't really taking this terribly seriously.
Well, you know. He voted for J.J. Watt for NFL defensive player, Mike Trout for baseball player, but Bo Jackson for multi-sport athlete. So he got it on that part, although then again, Bo Jackson was just on 30 for 30. So this was Tony Mazur, by the way, your former broadcast colleague from Unheard Scene.
So my bad.
Shout out to T-Maze on that one here. And
apparently Tony just votes on what he saw last on TV.
Yeah. Tyson Chandler. Now, see, Nate Noy, he didn't vote for a present guy, but I will tell you, He noted for a best player of today. He broke it out as well on here, so not an official vote, but he just wanted it to be recorded. His vote for best big man of today, DeMarcus Cousins, which that's questionable, but you know, at his best, I guess you could mention him. Of the other votes for best hoops big man, I only got one, and this was a great one. I wish he was here at this point so I could put him over for this. I criticized him for that. I watched John Adams will be here a little bit later and won't get a chance to hear me put him over. Hakeem Olajuwon, that's fairly defensible.
It's very defensible. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, and at his best. It's just awesome. Ron Glasnap, again, Ron was a guy that admitted to some confusion about whether this was for best of all time or for today, and I clarified it, and I said best of all time. And yet, it ended up, his vote was for best of today, that being Dwight Howard. So he kept it as that one there. The ones for that got more than one vote, two votes for Shaquille O'Neal, and that was not, there was nobody here that voted for them. I'm looking to see. As far as the other ones that got more than one vote, three for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And, again, none of us voting for him. Bill Russell. Now, again, nobody here represented in that, which I believe. actually, no. Chris, I should have known the child here. So, Chris with five votes for Bill Russell.
How do you not vote for Bill Russell? Well, I mean, there have been some good picks, though, so I can't argue. But Bill Russell, for me, that was a no-brainer.
No, I have notes here. One of the guys that voted in this, one of our newer voters in all of this, very quality individual, gentleman with a terrestrial and internet sports talk show down in Florida, called the Sports Train. Jeff Briscoe, gotten to be a very good new friend of ours in the last year. He put some very detailed notes on his. He says, on all of his, he says, my dad swears Bill Russell was the most dominant big man ever. Despite stats, he simply did what was asked of him every time, gimme Russell. So that ended up being the case for Jeff Briscoe. And actually, welcoming to the table as we go along, aforementioned good friend Bob Glassman joining the proceedings here for Best Hoops Big Man. And Bob, you actually in this one, as did I, voted for the winner in this category as we've gone through here. The ones that you've got Shaq at 2 among the multiple vote getters, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar 3, Bill Russell 5, the winner with 9. You and I had him here in this one, Wilt Chamberlain. So did you also, Anthony? Okay, you did, and Matt, you left this one blank. Okay, so a couple of us here that voted for the winners.
He called you to give you an answer.
I did. I said Z.
Oh, all right. Well, you're gonna have to clarify if it's the modern Z.
Zadrunas. I just can't spell Zadrunas.
Okay, all right.
With Wilt Chamberlain,
can you spell Gauskas?
Nope. Yeah. See, with Wilt Chamberlain, though, you got to give it to, he was the best big man on and off the court.
he certainly was.
I'm surprised no votes for Patrick Ewing.
No votes for Ewing. No votes. Who else did we maybe think should have gotten a vote but didn't? I'm struggling to think here.
Anute Bol,
George Mikan. I knew there was somebody. Kind of surprised I didn't go any George Mikan in that direction, but I went for the winner. So again, let me welcome to the table and put him over for the winning vote here, Bob Glassman. Bob, you're coming in on a triumphant note, my friend. You have just voted for the winner in this category.
As rare as a Cleveland sports team's professional victories, but. Maybe in transitioning, because I heard the name Patrick Ewing, if there was the category of best big man's quote,
mm-hmm.
I think Patrick Ewing's quote, anybody know which one I'm thinking of, is by far probably the best quote in the history of
the one that Rome cites all the time? I make a lot of money. We make a lot of money. We spend a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And it says a lot about, why he's having to schlep as an assistant coach on somebody's bench to this very day.
Nice to see that those folding chairs are still, like, for my height, you know.
Yeah.
Guys have their knees in their throats and sitting on the sidelines for 2.5 hours.
Great quote there from Wilt. But, and again, sadly, probably better known to a younger generation, maybe for some of the off-the-court exploits. That's kind of disappointing that a younger generation maybe hasn't gotten to know all the things that he's capable of doing on the court. But, again, that's what the old highlight reels are for, and to check out what he did. His stats, to me, in the end, it was stats. I just – they were so much better than anybody else's, and that's where I just gave it to him over Russell. And I just thought situationally, again, had he been on those teams, did they win all the titles with him that they won with Russell? Maybe not, but I think they still won a bunch of them as great as he was. And he did end up being a champion at the end in his own career. So we make it here to the end on FDH Lounge mini episode number 236, the fourth of our sports category ones. And we lift the Dundee Award and induct Wilt Chamberlain as the newest member of the FDH Lounge Pantheon, this one for the Best Hoops Big Man.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, The Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.